The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
The word of God be on my mind, on my lips, and in my heart. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Happy Mother's Day. And leading up to this Mother's Day weekend, I've been thinking about my own grandfather. Hear me out. This is also Good Shepherd Sunday. And I am probably a priest, definitely still Catholic, because of my grandfather. He never missed Mass, always went every Sunday. It goes back to some foxhole promise he made in World War II. But I remember going with him whenever we were visiting New Jersey. And one day I remember sitting next to him thinking, you know, if this is so important to the man, there might be something to it. And so I owe that to him. I could go on and talk about him for at least 20 minutes, but that's a real long homily, so we won't do that. But all the memories I have are kind of squashed together out of chronological order, because he died when I was 8 years old. But one time I remember distinctly going to ShopRite supermarket with him, going shopping. And we're going up and down the aisles, and one aisle, the two of us enter, and only one of us emerged. It happened to be the aisle where all the comic books were. So I'm perusing all the comic books, and after a while I look up, and no more grandfather. And I start to panic, because my grandmother is going to kill me if I lose him. You've been lost before. You know the feeling of being lost? That absolutely blind panic that hits a seven-year-old? So I started looking for him, running out down the back of the grocery store, looking down all the aisles, running down the front, looking up all the aisles, and he's nowhere to be found. I'm standing there, tears starting to well up in my eyes. This wonderful lady comes over to me to try to comfort me. And then I heard the most glorious sound in the world. The most wonderful sound I have ever heard in my life was my grandfather calling my name. And I ran to him really, really fast. And when I got to him, I held him so hard, I squeezed him. He squeezed me back. And I never wanted that hug to end. The greatest hug that I have ever had in my life. I'm sure that all of you think that you've had some pretty good hugs. Pales next to that hug. The greatest hug in the history of the human race. No need to be scared, no need to be frightened anymore. It was a hug of pure joy, absolute bliss, total relief. Not scared anymore, but here, safe, secure, comfortable, joy, love. Everything wrapped up in that hug. That is my image of the Good Shepherd. Now, I know you can say, oh, well, that's childish to say the Good Shepherd is like Jesus giving us a great big hug. But oftentimes, our earliest memories, our earliest images, shape our view and understanding of God. And that's my understanding of the Good Shepherd. I mean, listen to Jesus' voice, his words again. My sheep know my voice. They hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. I give them eternal life. They will never perish. Nothing can take them out of my hand. We belong to the Lord. We are His precious ones, His beloved. He cherishes us in the palm of His hand. He's going to hold on tight. He's never going to let us go. And in that embrace, no need, no room for worries, fears, or anxieties. Only safety, security, joy, peace, and love.